Welcome to Constitutional Conversations. I'm Dr. Brenda McMenamin. Why is it so important to understand the Constitution? Understanding the heritage and history that God gave us enables us to honor and obey Him so He can rescue us and America.
Article 2, Section 1, Clauses 1 through 2 say in part, the executive power shall be vested in a president of the United States of America. He shall hold his office during a term of 4 years and together with the vice president, chosen for the same term, be elected as follows. Each state shall appoint in such manner as the legislature thereof may direct a number of electors equal to the whole number of senators and representatives to which the state may be entitled in the Congress, but no senator or representative or person holding an office or of trust or profit under the United States shall be appointed an elector. Originally, electors would vote for two people to be the president. The candidate receiving the most votes would become president. The candidate receiving the second amount of votes would become the vice president. With the 12th Amendment, we vote for the president with the vice president being required to have the same qualifications as the president. The mode of the ingenious Electoral College has several benefits. Alexander Hamilton explains, they have not made the appointment of the president to depend on any pre-existing bodies of men who might be tampered with beforehand to prostitute their votes, but they have referred it in the first instance to an immediate act of the people of America to be exerted in the choice of persons for the temporary and sole purpose of making the appointment. And they have excluded from eligibility to this trust all those who from situation might be suspected of too great devotion to the president in office. John Jay agreed. The convention have directed the president to be chosen by selected bodies of electors to be deputed by the people for that express purpose. As the select assemblies for choosing the president will in general be composed of the most enlightened and respectable citizens, there's reason to presume that their attention and their votes will be directed to those men only who have become the most distinguished by their abilities and virtue. Father, help us be a virtuous people once again. In Jesus' name, amen.
Listen every Saturday at 8:30 a.m. to WCNO as we learn more about our Constitution and how this God-inspired document brings life and liberty to our nation and hope to the world. More information and learning opportunities are available at my website, teachinghisstory.com.